Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Welcome to Offside. It's a beautiful Monday evening as usual. It's Gary V in your company alongside Terry Fenwick.
Gary V, how are you?
I'm good. And Adrian Romain.
Hello, Gary. Let's go.
And you know what I walk with today. Only listen to it.
Oh, come on.
Hold the line. This is Offside, which we do every Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Terry and Adrian, I missed you last week. I missed you all a lot.
And we missed you too, Kerry. Listen, we've always got to have that girl, that Arsenal fan behind the desk.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So I know today is a very special day. We have so much to be covered for the hour and a half that we are here. So let us first start by letting me know what went on for the week in football.
There's been so much going on. Obviously, the big talking point is the treble is still on for Manchester City. Wonderful game, wonderful FA Cup final, a 2-1 win over their noisy neighbours, Manchester United. And to be fair, Manchester United are back on track, Adrian. I think they've done a great job. And they played well in the Cup final, I thought. But what a crazy game. City went ahead after only seconds into the game.
Wow.
With a goal that is just not at all Manchester City, a long punt forward, a header down, and Gundogan scored one of the best goals I've seen in a long while, particularly in an FA Cup final.
Right.
And you realise, Kerry, that I actually scored in an FA Cup final.
Well, yeah. I saw that.
Back in the day. Listen, it was it was a header from short range, but you know, as you get older and you start telling tales.
Yeah.
I start telling people now it was a 25-yard header.
Terry, let me tell you, as you mentioned that, just a few weeks ago, I was on YouTube and something football came up and I was watching that video. I said, but this really look like Terry Fenwick. So when I pressed the, you know, it have the description, I saw him and I was like, hey, look, Terry, you know, in his, I don't even know what to say, in your outdated days.
Was it in black and white?
Yes. But it was all good. But it's really great to know that if only see Terry, only would not believe that, you know, Terry looking good. You understand what I'm saying, Adrian? The man looking good. I feel he could go back and run a next 90. What do you think, Adrian?
Yeah, well.
He could go on next 90. Easy.
He's always hitting Chancellor or Queen's Wax of Manor. So
yeah.
He's ready to represent England again.
I feel so. I mean, Terry, you should just go back on the field and run a next 90. Not extra time, but just 90.
I'm on Chancellor, as Adrian's just said, on a regular basis. And then once a week, I try and do Bamboo Cathedral. And every now and again, I'll do that savannah, Adrian. Get me head down, steam round the savannah there.
But it's all good. But Adrian, what do you think about the game that with Man City?
Yeah, as Terry mentioned, Manchester United is really and truly rebuilding.
Yeah.
And they are going in the right direction. They have a lot to look forward to in terms of Champions League football. They finish in a very comfortable position in the Premier League.
Yep.
And to be honest, they have a very good squad of players. The result didn't go their way, but I think it was a good match.
Yeah.
It basically came very down to our predictions last week.
Yes.
Andre and myself. Yeah. A 2-1 win.
2-1 win. You did say yes.
So I.
You have an octopus in her arm.
I don't know.
I feel you have an octopus in her.
I don't know, Carrie. I don't know.
It's like all these people listening. I feel you have an octopus in her, Adrian.
It was really and truly remarkable by them, their performance, and that's exactly what they continued to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they played proper football. They played and then they basically entertained.
Wow.
And you see, Carrie, the first 15 minutes of the game, you've got both teams trying to put their authority on the game, trying to run the game, keep possession of the ball, get themselves comfortable and confident, ready to go forward and do their do their stuff. But this game started like you wouldn't believe. 16 seconds, the ball's punted from one end of the ground to the other, which is not like Man City.
What?
Van Aalen goes up to challenge for it. It gets headed down, and on the way down, Gundogan strikes it from 25, 30 yards. And smashes it into the top corner. What a fantastic goal. And it was like, oh my God, this could be. And I'm thinking, sat there watching this great start to the game for Man City.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm thinking this could be a 3 or 4 nil if Man United don't pull themselves together quickly, because that was a one right on the chin in the first seconds of the game, when everybody's trying to find themselves, trying to become the dominant one within the team player between the two teams.
Mm-hmm.
16 seconds, bang, 1-0 down. Country expected. They didn't expect Manchester United to come back fighting the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
And fair play to Man United and all their fans. They didn't give up. They kept it going. Got the equaliser that they deserved through a penalty that I thought was still a bit dubious, but yes, I would have given it myself, I think. But it was a great game. End-to-end stuff, very competitive, as you can imagine. A Manchester derby played at Wembley in London. What a game.
Wow. But Terry, in your days, yeah. FA Cup winner, let me put you on the spot here. What would you have been doing that Sunday morning after winning the FA Cup Saturday? Especially when you scored.
It was, I had all my family down from the northeast of England.
Right.
Stopping with me for the final. And Adrian, because of the build-up and the pressure and staying away from the press, the media, concentrating on your game plan, your tactics, working with the coach, Terry Venables at the time, best coach England has ever produced, brilliant guy, on and off the field. You just want to relax. And on that Sunday morning after the game, I was out walking my dog.
Seriously?
I had a Doberman Pinscher called Benson.
Wow.
Who was a fabulous dog. I took him for a nice long hour walk.
Mm.
And that wasn't for the dog, that was for me.
Wow. Carrie, you have something to play?
I think I have something to
play.
Let
me play. Let's play, because I think people maybe thinking that we are bluffing here on Offside.
So guys, I'm looking here and I'm going to play it for you. It's QPR Tottenham 1982 FA Cup final.
Yeah. Wow. It's FA Cup people.
Yes it is. And of course Terry is playing in that. So listen to this.
By Hodelong Waddick. Roberts. Hoddle.
The Hoddle.
Great play, Glenn Hoddle. What a talent.
Wow.
Steinrod with the long throw for Queen's Park Rangers. Roberts, it was Hazel's flick. And
Bennett
was in there.
And it's get in there, you beauty. 25 yard. 25 yard header on the volley.
Wow. If only see that video on YouTube. Go check it out, 1982. Terry, was a beautiful header.
Well, you see, Carrie, people don't recognise it the same today, but that the FA Cup final was the biggest game of football in the world other than World Cup.
Correct.
It was 97 countries around the world tuning in to the FA Cup final, and we were playing against the mighty Spurs, which was the Glenn Hoddles of his time. What a team they had. Steve Perriman's in goal was one of the best keepers England's have ever had, Lawrence. So it was a wonderful occasion. All my family from the northeast of England down to watch the game. We actually got, Adrian, we got 120 tickets each. Every player got 120 tickets each. Most of the players sold 60, 70 of their tickets. I give every one of mine away to different family members and friends. So I had a right good backing at Wembley Stadium. 115,000 people there. Queen's Park Rangers at the time, we were second division, and Tottenham were a top three team in the old first division at the time. And great build up to the game. We stopped at the Royal Lancaster Hotel in Bayswater, which is about 10 minutes away from Queen's Park Rangers ground. It's Shepherd's Bush, and it's 15 minutes away from Wembley.
Mm.
So it was like really close on hand. All them QPR fans didn't have far to walk to get to Wembley. But wonderful occasion, great fans, supporting your team to the death. It was crazy because we weren't expected to get anywhere close to them. Glenn Hoddle scored that goal, as you've just heard, and everyone expected us to crumble, but we didn't. We grew on that. We got better, stronger. And then in the final minutes, I got the opportunity for the flick-on header from Big Bob Hazel.
Beautiful header.
And headed it over Ray Clements' head into the back of the net. And Clem, who I used to get on with very well, God bless him, he's passed now. But Clem tried to kick me in the back of the leg as I scored the goal and ran away.
Wow.
But that was fabulous in the day. What an experience. What a day. And to score at that level, Adrian, was like, wow.
But it's always important for us to go down memory lane a bit, especially knowing that we saw FA Cup on the television and sitting next to Terry.
I wasn't even born yet.
And scored.
By the way,
it's really it's important.
Well, I was the first fullback to score in open play.
Yeah,
in an FA Cup final.
Was this part of? I knew QPR honored you last year.
Yeah.
Was this for the FA Cup goal or because of what you basically gave to the club?
You know, we'd done a lot of good things at that time under Terry Venables. We were champions of the old second division, which is seen as the championship today.
Right.
Won that, hands down. We mullered everybody in the league. The next season, we came fifth in the Premier League, all Division One. And we were a tough team to beat.
Yeah.
And everybody recognised us as the mean machine. We played an offside trap, which was very difficult to play against. And that was all under the coaching of Terry Venables. And we had your Simon Stainrods in the team, John Gregory, Clive Allen. We had some wonderful players that went on themselves to play for England. I got 20 England caps playing for Queen's Park Rangers. We were sponsored by Guinness at the time. Guinness opened a factory and an outlet just round the corner from Rangers Ground Stadium. So needless to say, we had to have a Guinness after every game.
Wow.
Which was unbelievable. But it was a wonderful time in football because the supporters were fantastic. We had a great team, a great manager. We'd done some wonderful things. We played in Europe. And it was a whole... I was captain of the team.
Terry, before you continue, we're going to call it, see who's there.
Call it.
Hi, good afternoon, your life. Try us back again, 627-3223, 625-2257, and of course, my WhatsApp number, 306-106. So I just know I saw Karen. People getting a call, but, I mean, try us back again.
Yeah, so it was just great. So I was captain of the team that got promoted the following season from the FA Cup. And this was me, 22, 23. Still a young man, really. But what a fantastic time. At that stage, everybody in the UK dreamt about playing in an FA Cup final. There I was, not just playing, but scoring a goal. And it was so wonderful for me, my family, my town that I come from in the northeast of England. Everybody recognised it, and it's wonderful looking back on it, seeing them replays. I look a lot younger there, actually, didn't I, Adrian? I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I could jump so high, but there you go. Very competitive as a youngster, always there, ready for the fight. And it was a great team, great club, great fans, and we enjoyed every bit. So I'm just seeing Andrea Sukalal there, who's just sneaked in the room.
Yes, yes.
Andrea, how are you doing?
Slipped on the radar there. You know, a late substitution. A change in the starting lineup.
Andrea, dude, I brought something.
What is it? Oh, my goodness.
Get off the line, you fool. Is that a thing?
I got a yellow. Yeah.
You get a little warning. That's a yellow card.
After not get stuck in for the rest of the for the rest of the show then.
Yes. But talking about cards, you know, we have a new segment
red
from
card,
7:15 to 7:30. We have the red card segment.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget, you can let us know.
Have a think about your red card, Andrea.
Oh, no. I'm in referee's bad books now.
I do not think the game will finish.
Oh, boy.
So, guys, if you think there's some someone in the sports industry or even the football industry that deserves a red card, let us know. Send me that message via WhatsApp 306-1065, or you can even call me 627-3223, 625-2257. Go check out for us on Freedom 106.5 FM. Go on Instagram, on Facebook, you'll see us live here. Send us those messages. Play me. I don't know what I'm playing there. You gotta tell me what I'm playing. Somebody send me a message. Play me. I can't play it just for the people on them station. What are you doing, man? Send me a message and let me know what it is and I'll read it out for you. If you're not joining us, it's just about 6:24. So, Adrian and Terry and Andre.
Yes.
What do we have in store for our listeners this evening again?
So it's a big night for us, a review of lots of things going on. We're seeing the Premier League champions, now FA Cup winners. We've actually got a big game Thursday coming up with West Ham United. Have got a massive game in the Europa Cup final.
Conference.
Against Fiorentina.
Yes, against Fiorentina. Yeah. So that could be really good. Yeah, David Moyes and his lads, see if they can wrap it up. And if they do that, then the Champions League final coming up this next weekend.
Yep.
Pep Guardiola, it could be everything going to England.
Yes.
And the English Premier League. And what a season that would have been for Manchester United, equaling the treble of Sir Alex Ferguson's Manchester United all them years ago with Dwight York and co.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, and I want people out there here in Trinidad and Tobago listening tonight, people don't recognise or understand what a great player Dwight York was.
Yep.
What a player. Confidence on the ball. Him and his Andy Cole partnership were phenomenal up front for Man United. And clearly out on his own as far as players from Trinidad and Tobago. I don't care who else you bring up. No one was anywhere close to Dwight, not in my opinion. And he was somebody that I watched, I saw, had the pleasure of playing against him once, I think.
Yep.
So I see the qualities. What a brilliant player. That's what you've got to be looking to be, you kids out there. That's what your determination, your foresight, your dreams have got to be, being the next Dwight York, getting away from Trinidad and Tobago and doing your stuff in one of the bigger leagues around the world.
Terry, as you mentioned, when I was growing up, you know, we used to play like the little small goal football downstairs. Yep. I mean, I used to be kicking him over my big toe, right?
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to be just like Russell, you know.
Yep.
You understand? And the little magician, I think, is what they used to call him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always used to say, hey, you know, when I grow older, I want to be just like him and playing in these big clubs and playing for the World Cup. But then again, I like to talk. Yeah, I like to talk. So, but you made a point there, Terry.
Yeah.
And all these young footballers now who are getting in the game, they should have a goal. They should have someone to inspire them.
Yep.
Well, you understand?
I think what's a good point coming out of this is that I understand and I recognise and I saw it, recognise I've been here 20 years plus, and everybody loves Russell Latapy, the magician. And he was about entertaining the crowd.
Yeah.
Wasn't necessarily about winning the game or scoring a great goal. It was his flicks and touches.
Which he did,
And he had some wonderful ball skills.
Yep.
But when you see the way the game has now moved on, Andrea,
mm-hmm.
and it's about development, and from 12, 11, 13, kids have been moulded into positions of the team, in the team mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not many today. There's not going to be another Cristiano Ronaldo. There's not going to be another Messi, because of the development of the game is moving away from that one player that's brilliant, the Diego Maradonas of this world. And they're moving down the lines of coaching players into positions so the team mechanism works better. So, we've got teams like Man City now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they've got stars, but every one of their players in the team's a star. Every one of them players have got a job and a duty to do for Pep Guardiola to make sure that team are performing right. And if you're not performing right, it doesn't matter whether you're Van Aanholt up front or the goalkeeper, all international players, all he brings you off because you're not playing to the team's plans, the formation, the team get the game plan to win the game.
Guys, I have a voice note that someone sent me. Let me press play here. Let's see what this says.
Good afternoon, everyone. City fan here.
City fan.
Manchester City played through the phone. I think this was the most difficult game in the treble for them to play the FA Cup. And they came out with flying colors and a 2-1 victory. You take that. Kind of dodgy penalty in the end, but I think the English Football Association had to do some revision regarding the way these penalties are given in the end. I think that was unfair to Jack Grealish getting that penalty as it is. But nevertheless, two excellent goals by Gundogan show that the class of player he is at this moment in time. So we move on to the finals of the UEFA Champions League in Istanbul on weekend with Inter Milan. And I think City should have enough in the tank to win this one, 3-1. And I don't think they'll have any injured players at all. Everybody will make themselves most present for that final on the weekend. And City should be able to handle their own. I think this is where the boys become men. And this is what they've been playing for all the while. And I think they can win this game 3-1. I wish them all the best. I wish Pep all the best. Wish the team all the best. And hopefully by next week, we can be celebrating a City treble. A City victory. All the way to the Champions League. Thank you, guys. All the best.
Thank you so much. We have another one.
I haven't to show up in this UEFA Champions League final on the weekend. He has to show up. He's been in a drug for the longest while. And I think this is where he has to make his name and score some goals for his team. The team desperately needs some intervention by Erling, and he needs to come good on the weekend here. So I expect him to score at least one or two goals on Saturday against Inter Milan. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Carry great points. But we need to touch on Inter Milan, and we have the biggest fan in the Caribbean.
I'm seeing them.
Mr. Andre Sukal.
Sat right here.
Yes, yes.
Are you all ready for Saturday?
Listen, a lot of people don't know that. Thanks for the introduction, Adrian. I like it. Sitting in the trio here as an Inter Milan fan. Okay, so there's two ways I can look at this. Like a fanboy, and as somebody who does analysis for a living.
Right. A fanboy.
Yeah, you know, the fanboy in me will always want Inter Milan to win. Mm-hmm. But let me go on the analysis side first.
Right.
You know, Inter Milan is a team. It's very stubborn, very tricky. They could be magnificent one day and then completely rubbish and self-destruct. That's what they know. That's actually their nickname. Yeah. You know, heading into this game, you know, Inzaghi is a coach who plays. He loves that three at the back. He likes to have the center backs rush into midfield. Very similar to Pep, and a lot of people are not talking about this.
Yeah,
You know, Acerbi and those guys.
Tactics have been excellent.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a team that has been plagued by financial crisis.
Yep.
They have a lot of problems going on behind the scenes. They have a lot of older players. They have some young players in there, but I mean, Dzeko is 37, I believe.
Yes. Mm.
And then you have some young, exciting players in there. So I will say, honestly, on paper, Manchester City looks stronger. And if you all remember my FA Cup prediction, I said a lot of people said they were going to blow away Manchester United, but I did say it was going to be close, but eventually the quality of City would win in the end. And I suspect, which is very painful for me to say, that's probably what's going to happen. I think Inter will give them a little bit of a scare because they have a very stubborn defense.
Yes.
But I think the individual quality of City, like those magical moments, like that goal in the FA Cup, those are the things that separate you in the end.
Gundogan was fantastic, wasn't he?
Yeah, yep. But Andre, thanks a lot for that. Because we need to continue this conversation, Terry.
Yes.
Because we have an Inter fan here.
Mm.
And we know that it's under Inter stress. Milan. That happens nowhere in the world to know that we have an Inter fan around this part of the
world.
Few and far between.
Yeah. So I guess we have to go take a break now, Carrie.
Yeah, we got to take a break. So guys, it's just about 6:33. When we come back, it's going to be more. This is Offside, which we do every Monday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's Carrie V, Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain, and Andrew Suklal. Guys, keep it locked. We will be right back.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. This is Offside. Should I get my whistle again? Where is it?
Absolutely.
No, I walked with
it
today.
Hold the line.
Authenticity.
Yes, because somebody, and I feel I'm going to put them in my yellow card book or my red card book.
Oh, boy.
But 3 weeks now, about a whole month, I've been waiting for someone to bring a whistle. That is for Adrian Romine. Just about 6:37. Guys, you can join the conversation. Call us right now, 627-3223-625-2257. My WhatsApp as well, 306-1065. We're talking football.
So, Kerry, I've got something. I've got to bring this up, right? Because I've been here over 20 years in Trinidad and Tobago now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I arrived here, everybody was a Manchester United fan, understandably.
Right.
Because we, you know, we had Dwight York, what a player, playing for Manchester United at that time. But I learned a word. This is me living up in Maraval.
Mm.
Bandwagonist.
Every tree.
Everybody now turned to Manchester City. Come on, but just because they're winning.
But Terry, that happened in front of our face.
They need to get with some
Arsenal.
That's a red card.
The
Arsenal.
Whoa. Hold up. Hold the line.
Hold that line.
Shade thrown.
What is wrong with them? Huh? What is wrong with you? Arsenal is the best football team ever.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Let us not have that discussion, okay? Terry, break us up.
They've had a good season, the Arsenal. But listen, we've got a comeback, fellas. Manchester City on the brink of doing the treble. That would be an unbelievable season for them and Pep Guardiola. Andrea, we Adrian and I spoke a week or two ago and we said there's a possibility here that if Pep was to win the treble, with the issues that Manchester City have got behind the scenes with the irregularities, financial, whether he makes this his opportunity to fly the coop and get out of there before the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's tough at the fan. Let's just make that correction.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's
tough at the fan, yeah. The other stuff, yeah.
No matter.
That bandwagonist behind there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
gosh. Right.
Come on, Kerry.
Oh, my gosh. Terry, I thought you were on my side.
No, but Terry, that's a great point. Hmm. And it's... I think it will happen.
Yeah, I think so too.
But against Andre's team on Saturday, he will not even care if Pep stays or
goes. He don't care.
Even worse yet, if he gets a good licking. and how the game is developing, I'm really excited to see a Manchester City lineup for the last time of 2022-2023 season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think they will go all out.
Of course.
It's expected for them to go all out. Mm. They played a very tough game on Saturday. And kudos to Manchester United. They showed up and they played. And again, it's a final at Wembley.
Mm, yeah.
Manchester Derby.
Manchester Derby as well.
But let me ask the professional in the team, the fanboy,
yes,
and the analyst, right?
Mm.
What are your predictions for the coming game? No, I don't want it from a fanboy perspective.
Yeah,
because you would want them to win 10-0.
Yeah. Win on the analysis.
Yes, now. Put it on.
Yeah, people can't see it. But like I said before, you know.
No, they're watching it right there. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, basically, you know, there's no doubt that Manchester City is a stronger team overall. Mm-hmm. You know, and it pains me to say that. That's it. You know, I'm switching off the fanboy mode here.
Mm.
But, you know, we've seen them consistently get better and better, especially towards the end of the season.
Right.
And this Manchester City team looks very comfortable with themselves.
Uh-huh.
The Manchester City, a couple of years ago, they were very strong. The one that lost to Chelsea in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could see Pep has kind of learned from his mistakes a little bit.
Yes.
He's not tinkering like he used to. He seems very confident about his lineup. A couple of years ago, you wouldn't know what the lineup would be for the final. You'd do something crazy.
Yeah.
You'd probably play somebody in a wing-back position and some crazy thing.
Correct.
And overthink things. But they seem to know what they're doing. The team seems to be on the same wavelength.
Yes.
You know, I love that little tactical tweak he did, you know, obviously with Haaland. And then, you know, I love that formation. He uses it. I use it in FIFA all the time.
Yes.
And beat people up. it's ridiculous with those, you know, four guys behind the lone striker.
Yes.
It drives the opposition crazy.
Correct.
And then you have the center back, you know, Stones as well.
Yeah.
It's very, very complicated.
What a great job he's done, Stones.
I love that. And, you know, to me, as much as I, you know, love Inter Milan, I think City right now looks scary, not just because of the squad list, because I'll just make a quick... It would seem like I'm taking a jab at PSG, but PSG is another team that has a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it shows you if you don't spend your money correctly and have the right coach correct. Behind the scenes and the players, as you said before,
yeah.
doing what they're supposed to do in the system,
yeah.
it doesn't work. I mean, you have Neymar, Messi and Mbappe and a lot of great players
yeah.
and it just never clicked. And I think that's where City unfortunately has the edge.
But Andrea, I look at this game at the weekend and I think it's going to be
mm-hmm.
Inter Milan side that will sit very deep in the field, close the space down
mm-hmm.
and literally counter-attack football.
Yep.
They might suffer as much as 65-75% possession against them with Man City.
Yep.
But my God, I look at Simeone Inzaghi. I think he's a great coach.
Oh, yeah.
And he's brought a few tactics out himself over this season
mm-hmm.
that surprised the opposition as they did against AC Milan in yep. the semi-finals. He's always got something up his sleeve. He's always got another thought there, something else he can do. And with players like Lukaku in the teams, Zeko,
mm-hmm.
these are two very big strapping centre forwards. Both of them score goals. I look at Mkhitaryan in the middle of the park, experience of Manchester United, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a good side.
Yep.
They've got good players. They're a very experienced team. And they could just have that little banana skin.
Correct. I was just going to get to that point.
Yeah.
Inter Milan is, and I'm not saying this as a fan, Inter Milan has the potential to upset anybody if they get things right on the day. Yeah. I know that's a very cliche thing that all commentators say.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have that. They actually thrive in those kind of situations with yeah. less possession.
Yes.
They would sit back, and Inzaghi has different solutions where he sits back and he uses Lukaku as a pivot.
Yeah.
And Lukaku has also, I know he had a bad time at Chelsea.
Yeah.
But, you know, he seems to be fine. Not seems to. He has been finding his feet where he can take on players, yeah. give you that little extra second to release Lautaro Martinez.
And I think what I've seen a lot of his games as well, these yeah. set players have been fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've got a lot of big lumps in the team.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get them free kicks in and around the box, sometimes a lot further than the box, they push their big guys up. And yep. there's always a bit of movement there trying to get away, get a free header in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a danger whenever they get any set players in and around.
Mm-hmm. I think, Andrea, just to add, something we cannot forget is that we have members on the Inter Milan team that actually played in.
Ah.
So that's where the experience lies as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of Manchester City players haven't
yep.
played in our Champions League final.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So as much as we put everything on Pep,
mm-hmm.
we need to be fair in our assessment in terms of
yes.
they are coming in with that experience, and it's a final. They're forward, they're strikers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have been part of Champions League final. Lukaku, mm-hmm. we have Zeko.
Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot.
Yeah, guys, it's just about 6:45. That's my time check. I know we have to go to a break. So when we come back, Adrian and Terry and Andre, tell our listeners what are we expecting. When we come back from the break.
Local football.
Aye, aye, aye.
Local football. Super League.
Aye, aye, aye.
Tier 1, Tier 2.
And let me remind you, coming up at 7:15, we have our red card segment. Send me those messages via WhatsApp 306-1065. Tell us who deserves a red card this evening and who would be starring on our red card segment this evening. You can even call us. Let us know 627-3223, 625-2257. Let us know in the football or even in the sport industry who deserves a red card, because I'm ready to blow my whistle.
Oh,
yeah, I'm in a whistle-blowing mood.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
And welcome back, Freedom 106.5 FM. This is Offside. And not as yet. That is for you. That is for you, Adrian. That was a loss for him, I'm just saying, okay?
Wow.
Let me welcome back my co-hosts, Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain, and Andrew Suklad. And of course, it's Carrie V, carrying you all the way to 7:30. Just remember, at 7:15, we have the red card segment coming up. I want you all to send me that message. Let me know who in the football industry, or even the sport industry, who deserves a red card. And I'm very delighted and happy to blow my whistle for them. Get off my field. I sound like Terry, eh? Get off my field. But before we jump into that, we have a giveaway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love giveaways. And I know what you love too. You love a cooler getaway.
Correct.
Is it that, right? Nice. A cooler getaway. A cooler breakfast party, that is. So, Of course, let me tell you more about that. It's all for the Tyro World Cup. AIA presents the cooler edition, the breakfast inclusive, and we have two tickets to give away today. But we're not giving away those tickets just like that.
No.
Of course, you have to call me.
Yeah.
Right? So, Terry, would you pose the question to our listeners?
The question is, lots of people will frequently remind me of my game against Diego Maradona in the Azteca Stadium, Mexico, when he ruined my career in
1986, right?
1986.
Yeah.
So the question is, in 1986, mm-hmm. in that World Cup finals, what was the number I wore for England at that time?
Wow. So what was your number that you played for England in 1986 against
Diego Maradona?
Diego Maradona.
The legend himself.
If you call me right now on 627-3223, 625-2257, you would be able to get a chance to win one ticket to the cooler breakfast party presented by AIA, right?
I was going to step outside and do a call at somebody else.
Well, Andrea, you read my mind. My mind. Oh my gosh. I think you need to sit. I think you need to sit between.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm right. It would have worked, though. I would have taken it. But you read my mind. I want to go outside. I want to go AIA breakfast cooler party. You understand? Mm. And I know a lot of our listeners out there. I know you are listening out there. Know what number Terry wore for that magnificent game where Terry keeps saying that, you know, he destroyed his. What?
Destroyed my career in 90 minutes. Diego Maradona.
Yes.
But how it felt to play him? How was that? How was that feeling?
He was the world's best player.
Of course he was.
And before the game, Sir Bobby Robson, our coach, the England coach, pulled me to one side and he said, "Listen, Terry," he said, "don't worry about this fella. He's only small and he's only got one foot."
Oh, boy.
That was the worst information I could ever have had, Sir Bobby.
Oh, boy.
He 90 minutes tortured me for 90 minutes.
That short guy.
Just some guy with one foot. English,
killed me international career right there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that kind of sucked for you.
I always wonder what I was like.
I wonder, right? Mm. But Terry, you cry? You ever cried after you played a game that... You never did that?
Never did.
You never got so emotional that you had to just let it out?
I got emotional, but never cried about it. It's always been so... Listen, the game is wonderful, Terry, because... And I do want to push into this because it's very important. We are pushing kids and communities and the issues we've got with crime.
Right.
And people don't recognise sport in general, but football in particular.
Yeah.
How many kids are moved away from gang crime because they've gone a different route, they've got involved with a local community academy or a local school football team, or they're playing at a better level than that. And the disciplines that you learn playing within a team structure with a good coach that has morals, dignity, standards, you come away from that. You come away from the gang crime. Mm-hmm. You come away from the problems and issues that you might find in your communities with the wrong people around you. And we've got to push kids that route, away from gangs, and certainly down a better channel where they've got areas that they can better themselves, their families, and football is definitely that. It's a track where people can help them themselves.
So guys, call us right now, 627-3223, 625-2257. You're getting the chance or the opportunity to win a ticket to go AIA's breakfast cooler party. Andrea, I seen myself there. It is not life like an outside for a minute, you know.
Terry, you think they'll recognize my voice if I call?
Oh, gosh, oh, come on.
This is not Terry calling.
Terry, nah, we best to get somebody else. But I'm seeing all lines ringing. Let's see who's there. Hi, good evening, you're live.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Are you ready to win a ticket?
I came to answer the question.
Papa, yoy. Right, so.
At least I think so.
All right, so Terry, send the question again.
So the question is, 1986 World Cup Finals, Mexico. What number did I wear playing for England?
Was it number 14?
That is correct.
That's nice. That's nice. That's nice.
You sound much younger than you obviously are.
Number 14, you got that correct.
Laughing.
You got that correct. You won yourself a ticket to AIA's Breakfast Cooler Party. And you know, we're all going to be there, you know, having fun. So here's what. I want you to send me your name and your contact information on our WhatsApp number. You're listening to it? It's 306
1065.
Send me your name and, of course, your contact number. Let me know that you won so I would organize with you and I'll give you a call, all right?
No problem.
But what's your name? Say good night. Yeah, sure, you can. Go ahead.
I would ask you, you know, come on this show and also talk about a little Champions League final that's coming up.
Yeah, sure, no props.
Yeah, I just wanna let these overconfident English football fans and they reject that they spat out at us, the Prem spat out at us, Lukaku is going to absolutely decimate them.
Ooh. Wow. Big call, big call.
I'm telling you, Inter's going to beat City 4-0 because City
is
outside of the Etihad. Right?
And which four?
Every single time. Away from home. And we're going to Turkey. We have the Turkish captain in Hakan Çalhanoğlu. Right? We have the most informed striker in the world right now, who is Lautaro Martinez. Erling Haaland on a complete and utter drought. They're not going to make a note. I just want to say that. If anybody knows my voice and knows who I am.
Yeah, I think I recognize the voice. my fellow Inter Milan brother.
Don't say my name. I don't want them to come to find me yet.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to send me that WhatsApp message, all right?
Will do.
You want to say goodnight to anyone who's locked on and listening?
Just my little baby daughter in my hands right here.
Aww.
She's laughing along with me.
That's so nice.
I hope you guys have a nice night and have a good day.
Alright, thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Don't forget to send me that WhatsApp message. Let me get your name down, alright?
Will do.
Thank you. Have a good one. Okay. Bye. Wow, and just like that, you could just come on to Freedom 106.5 FM on the Offside Show with Terry and Adrian and Andrea. Just win a ticket just so.
Yeah. The gift
just
that keeps on giving.
You understand? Yeah. Wait, it sounds like an ad there.
See, that's...
It's all about AIA and their breakfast cooler cruise. We have one, not cooler cruise, cooler breakfast party, right? And I think it's happening where at Seafood Plus, is it there? Yeah. On June 25th, is it?
Yeah.
Just making sure. You understand? You see, I know all the information. I know the information. So guys, call me. I have one more ticket to give away. My numbers are 627-3223, 625-2257, and question number two.
The question is, where did I start my career? What professional club was my first introduction to league football back in the day?
That's a little tricky, there, boy.
Yes.
If you know the answer to that, you can get a chance to win a ticket to AIA's cooler breakfast party that you don't want to miss. Call me and let me know, 627-3223, 625-2257. Let me say good evening, going out to Dwayne Phil. He says, shouting out everybody on the offside panel. Woo! Yeah, shout out. Yes, hey, Dwayne Phil, call us. You can get a chance to win a ticket.
Come on, Phil.
To go the breakfast cooler party. Could see AIA?
Yes.
So, Terry, again, tell us the question one more time.
The question is, where did I start my career in professional football back in the day? We were the club that I went to, two consecutive years, FA Youth Cup winners, scoring the only goal in the final, FA Youth Cup final. And then going on at that same club to make my debut as a 16-year-old against Tottenham Hotspur. What was that club?
I see we are getting a call. Let's see who's there. Hi, good evening. You're live.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Welcome. Are you ready to win a ticket?
Sure, no problem.
Sure, no problem. All right. So, I don't know if you heard the question just now by Terry Fennick.
No, I did not.
You didn't? Well, all right, Terry.
So, the question is, where did I start my career? What football club was the first kickoff for Terry Fennick in professional football? What club?
In professional? Could you read the question over one more time? I didn't hear it clearly.
So where did I start my professional career as a footballer? What was my first club that I went to?
Although I asked the question again to buy time to think about it.
Very clever.
Good
very
one. Very good.
Yeah,
good one.
He sounds like a top coach.
Crystal Palace FC.
Crystal Palace FC, the Eagles, you're right.
That's Google fingers.
It's a Google question. Well, I mean, Google is right there.
Technology is your friend.
Thank you so much. So he got that right.
He got that right. He was spot on.
Yeah.
So while Terry was reading there, he was basically playing it for Alexa.
You're right.
Alexa. Figure this out.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations. You're second winner to AIA's Breakfast Cooler Party. It's happening all on the June 25th. Let me tell you, send me a WhatsApp message to 306-1065. Send me your name and your number so that we can organize for you, all right? Do you got that number?
306-1065. Okay, I got it.
All right. Thank you so much. And congratulations again.
Same to you.
You want to say good evening to anyone?
If?
Do you want to say good evening to anyone?
If I do, I might get in trouble.
Like people know your voice, boy. All right.
That sounds like a red card to me.
Where's my whistle?
Good afternoon to my future wife.
Back at the area.
Hold on. Is that for Carrie? I'm wondering.
Hello, is that for me?
Lady Trouble.
What's going on here?
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for calling. Have a good one.
No problem, you too.
And bye. I wonder if that was for me, boy. Look how I'm blushing.
Because he clearly didn't call for the question.
But let me say congratulations to our two winners. They just won themselves one ticket each to AIA's Breakfast Cooler Party that's happening on June 25th at Sammy's Seafood Plus, right, Adrian?
Yeah.
Correct about that? Yeah, so I mean, we're going out there and having a party and having fun.
Brilliant.
I know the offside team is going to be there partying hard, because that's what we do. We play hard and even party harder. Yes.
Harder.
It's just about 6 minutes after seven. What are we going to jump into before we hit the red card segment?
We need to touch on the local football results.
We do.
All right. And then we go into the red card segment.
Nice. Looking so, Terry, let's talk about local. Let's talk about local football. What's happening?
So, what I'm seeing out there, Andrea, Adrian, Kerry, is put a lot of time and effort and dollars into the top league. And I'm seeing a lot of...
Terry, excuse me. Let me just cut you off. I see our lines are ringing. I wonder if this person is trying to get that ticket. Should we answer? Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. Hi, good evening. You're live.
Hi, good evening, everybody. How are you guys?
We're good. What's up?
Hi. I'm not sure if this is the right answer, but is it Crystal Palace?
I think I had a blow my whistle for you because you're offside.
You're getting a red card for that one. I'm sorry, but somebody beat you to it.
You take too long to call.
And the guy that beat you to it was a guy called Diego Maradona.
Oh my God.
No, I thought you were going to say Terry Fenwick, you know.
No.
So oh God, sorry about that. You called too late.
Unlucky, man.
You want to say good evening to anyone?
Oh, yeah. I would like to say good evening to, first and foremost, the offside panel, very entertaining program. I'd like to say hello to, my brother Mark Eiffel. I would say hello to my other brother Marlon. I would say hello to Joel. And I want to say hello to Carrie V. Carrie V, the red line.
Carrie V! Another wedding coming.
I want to say
a big shout out to all those Lakers fans that get swept in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. In the Western Conference Finals, predicted that sweep. So, make everybody in the Lakers.
Wow.
All right, everybody.
You think anybody deserve a red card in the Lakers?
In the Lakers?
Yeah.
Of course. that way, Russell D'Angelo, yeah, he used to get a red card in the NBA because he and LeBron James. It's about time LeBron hung up.
Oh my gosh, why are you taking on so?
No. Well, the man has some age, you know. It's time to let the new blood come in, stream that man, come out the system now, man. There's some new blood into the system now, yeah. So.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. I'm still keeping it locked. Have a good one.
No problem. Take care. Good night.
The man said LeBron James had a get a red card.
Red card. LeBron James.
That's a big call.
Yeah, that's a massive one.
Anyway, but I know we were speaking about local football. So tell us, Terry, what's happening in local football today?
Well, they've put a lot of time, effort, and dollars into the top three. Of the TT Premier League, but I think football generally around the country is suffering in all other areas. And you know, it's not about us, it's not about the owners, the coaches, it's not about the TTF here, it's about the kids and how we stretch. And I think this is government, Ministry of Sport, not just football. We've got to do more, Kerry, for the kids that are out there trying to perform at their best, living their dreams, trying to follow in that sport that they love and, you know, put everything into. And we're not giving them that chance, in my opinion.
No, unfortunate.
So yeah, Jim, come on, what's the standings at the moment in local football?
Well, we see AC Porterswain is on 48 points, Defence Force 47, Club Sando 44. They got a good result yesterday against the Fergie Nation.
Sir Alex?
Yeah. What? The Fergie Nation?
Fergie Nation.
Fergie.
The first red
Alvin
card.
Jones scored a beauty of a free kick.
Right.
And sent.
Always capable of doing that, Alvin.
And honestly, I think he found
the spirit of the USA game or what? I don't know.
I don't know, but he showed that class.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they held on, and another good result for Cornell Glen.
Yep.
But they also destroyed all the insects.
Right.
Yes.
Against the Terminex team.
Well, I spoke to Serrano Glen just this weekend, right. And I was talking to him about his brother and how well he's doing. And Cornell, for me, listen. And we keep on repeating it on this show. Kerry, there's some great people out there within the football fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Some good young people that have been outside, seen how international and club football work overseas. They've had great experiences. And my God, we stuck with some people at the top of the game here that I don't think have been outside of Trinidad and Tobago that are running the game down. Give these young kids a chance. Let's have a little freshen up at the top of football. And bring these guys out. I think they deserve it.
Yeah, Terry. And Cornell deserves a chance. And I will not like to go in depth in terms of what happens to his future next season.
Yeah.
Because I really hope that Cornell is being given a fair chance.
Yes.
And regardless of what happens between the Gold Cup with the present head coach and what happens after, I hope it doesn't affect Cornell Glenn's progress as a coach.
Yes.
And he stays as the head coach, because we know that club basically invested a lot in the national men's team, present head coach.
Yeah.
And I think he came in and he took the job, and he has done tremendous
work. He's done great. And he's fresh to it. He's had a big career outside in international football. So he's touching base with a lot of different people around the world.
Yeah.
Networking with good people.
Mm-hmm.
He's learnt the game. He's not stuck on the ground here in Trinidad. He's looking at different coaches that he's played under over years. And I couldn't agree more, Adrian. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, and we saw our old club, Jablity, beat our other old club, Central FC, 5-1, Terry.
What?
Yeah. I went to that game.
5-1?
5-1.
But Adrian, back in the day, that was a regular score for us, wasn't it?
That was
Jablity,
like, wow.
We used to mash everybody up.
So I saw Jablity play a tremendous game on Friday.
Mm.
I must say that the AC Port of Spain and Prisons game, the field was waterlogged after. So I know that there will be some persons that will be entering that red card segment.
Oh,
because fans were basically requesting refunds and they didn't get back their money.
Because someone sent us a message here on WhatsApp and they just mimicked the same thing that you just said, Adrian. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So
this
is the administration of football in Trinidad and Tobago. And we can
guys, we are getting a call. Let's take this one and see who's there. Hi, good evening, you're live.
Good afternoon to everybody.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Okay.
Lower your volume a bit for me.
Joe Public. They don't exist again.
Joe Public. You're lying about Joe Public.
They're still out there somewhere, aren't they? Joe Public.
When they tell you, when they say somewhere out there, what do you mean?
I haven't heard of them for years.
Like some mythical creature.
I haven't heard of Joe Public for a long time.
I don't hear about it. Like, they don't play again. I don't know, like, they're off the map.
Ken, that's you?
That was my side, you know.
This is Ken?
Joe Public.
No.
Joe Public, I think Dorica used to play for them.
Dorica did, yes.
I haven't heard about Joe Public in a long time, you know.
Oh, but they don't exist again.
Well, I don't know, I don't know at all.
I think so because I don't hear about them again.
Since Jack's gone.
No, Jack gone, Joe Public gone. That was it.
But that was a big team, you know?
Yeah, it was. But as the saying goes, everything comes on.
Okay.
But I still have a Tabanka for my team here.
Money?
Yes, 1973, remember? 1973 with Gary Cummins and David and them. Best team Trinidad ever had.
Yeah. But Ken,
everybody, you know.
Ken, let me. I have to cut you off. I'm getting our next call,
Mexico,
right?
Mexico, all the big side get licks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, you remember?
Yeah.
All these fellas, we can't have a side again like them.
All right, Ken, thanks so much, Ken. Ken, I had to cut you off. Call us back 627-322-3625-2257. I was getting a call just now, and you know how things go with technology.
The lines are hot today.
It's hot. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's had giveaways, and I want to say congratulations.
They're handing out a few red cards.
I want to say congratulations going out to our two winners. Don't forget to send me that message on WhatsApp. Only one person sent me their contact information, but for the guy who called the first and who won first, send me your information, your name and your contact number on 306-1065. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump straight into Offside's red card segment. So, keep it locked.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. You are locked into Offside, which we do every Monday. It's Carrie V, Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain, and Andres Suklal. We're going to jump straight into
red card.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Because we have plenty of people had to come off his side.
Yes,
and we field.
To move away from football.
Well, listen, Kerry, I want to get it off my chest. Listen, I'm going to apologise in advance because it's a lot of years after the event. But I'm still giving him a bloody red card.
Who is
for
that?
Diego Maradona.
Off my side!
Handball!
Wait, Terry, you're giving
up. Handball!
Terry,
that's PTSD.
Terry, you giving a dead man a red card?
Listen, he got away with handball saying it was the hand of God. Forever. It was handball, free kick, England, off we go. We'd have won the game, we'd have won the World Cup.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right, Terry, we're going to let that one slide. We realize that is hooting
red
you.
Card.
Yeah.
A proper PTSD case.
Yeah. Adrian, tell us.
Yeah, I go in with Colin Wolf as my first red card recipient.
The first one.
Basically, I invited him 2 weeks ago to join our show. Yeah. And he holds the position as chairman of the TT Premier.
Right.
Mm. And he basically said he'll get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin, I'm still waiting. And I know you all listen to us.
Mm.
My second red card is to Shem Alexander, Gateway Athletics,
mm-hmm.
for allowing teams to default matches without any disciplinary actions.
Wow.
Ooh.
And with that being said, it affected a lot of teams who basically progressed to another stage in competition.
Isn't this mismanagement?
Mismanagement.
Right. You see, the kids don't deserve this.
No, they don't.
And that mismanagement behind the scenes causing all this trouble. And the only people that suffer are the kids.
And I must add is that what has happened is that this has really and truly affected the table, where a team defaulted 3 games. And when I brought up that topic, I asked the question, why y'all allowed? They showed up for the fifth game, so defaulted
three games, and then they showed up for one of the fifth game.
Yeah.
So the fourth, so it's crazy. It's really crazy. It was crazy. Mm. Also, Angus Ivan TTFA. I must touch on that. Why you only allowed 60 players in a Gold Cup prelim squad?
What?
Do not launch, do not release your squad of 60 persons, and you now remember that you left out young Che Benny, and now come back and send out a press release that Che Benny has been added to the roster, which makes it 61, but the Gold Cup rules said 60. And I am speaking
red card.
Red card.
Oh my! So go over those three persons who have to get a red card tonight.
Colin Wolf, TT Premier. Shem Alexander, Gateway Athletics. And Angus Ivan, TTFA.
Red card.
Red card.
Wow, are there any cards left?
No, we have a few. We have a few.
Okay, okay.
Anyone for you, Adrian? Andre.
Wow. I mean, that's a top list to follow, though. But I will go back to the Champions League with the fake Manchester City fans. The ones who just became Manchester City fans overnight.
Overnight, the bandwagoners.
You know, and Terry was talking about them earlier.
Are you just talking about the ones in Trinidad or the
I would say all over the world, but let's talk about Trinidad. That's where we're from. I mean, come on, guys. How do they bandwagoners, you know, how do you look yourself in the mirror at night? How do these guys sleep? You know, you could see them with their Manchester United jerseys years ago, and some of them saying they're Manchester City fans for life, and how they love them so much. And, you know, and then what makes me laugh is that they criticize other teams like Chelsea for spending money. You know, it's, I mean, come on. I mean, we all started somewhere.
But they must have been Manchester United fans, and they've just walked across the city.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them did that. I mean, they'll have some that say that they're not, but they, you know, they just, oh, this is a cool team right now.
Yeah.
And then let's say City goes through a bad patch.
So the fifth red card is going out to
fake Manchester City fans.
Awesome! Yes, that is for you, Adrian. Adrian deserves a red card because he did not bring his whistle, so I'm gonna blow it again
yeah,
for him.
Red card, Adrian.
That's six. Now I have someone send me a message here. Yeah. You're just crazy, you know. So someone says, "Hey, good evening, team. FIFA's normalization committee should be given a red card every week."
Oh gosh.
Every week.
Every week.
Agreed.
So this red card is going on to FIFA's normalization committee.
So they received
red card.
Two. No, two. So they received two. You can get two red cards in a game? Can you? Terry?
They can.
This is our game.
Not anybody else, but they can.
And you know what? This is our show, so we could give somebody two red cards. Yeah. Let me see another one. Someone say, "Good evening, guys. I'm giving the referee and VAR from the FA Cup the red card for that penalty against Man City."
Grealish,
Jack Grealish,
The referee and VAR from the FA Cup. Red card for all you.
Red card.
Cards just flying, man.
We have real cards in our pocket.
Yeah, well,
so how much cards were there? About six, seven, eight? About eight cards.
I think so, yeah.
We gave out eight cards. So let's go over the names again because I need to blow one more time. All so right. The first one, first red card.
Diego Maradona.
Oh, gosh,
red card. The legendary was red card tonight.
Yeah, Colin Wolf.
Colin Wolf.
Shem Alexander, Gateway Athletics.
Not turning up.
Not turning up at all. Angus Ivan, the TTFA.
Mismanagement.
And I have one more.
You have a next one?
Referee Taylor.
Oh boy.
Referee Taylor. Roma versus Sevilla.
Yeah, Taylor.
Terrible.
Yeah, he was horrible. He was horrible. I mean, what happened to him afterwards was not nice.
No.
But what, I mean, he was terrible.
Mourinho. Mourinho deserves
I love Mourinho.
I love him.
Red card.
But he had to get a red card. He had to get a red card too.
Yeah.
And the bandwagoners for Man City.
Yes.
And we have the referee and VAR from the FA Cup. Cool. So all in all, congratulations to you guys. You have just been given the red card on offside.
Red
Get
card.
Off my field!
Get off the pitch!
Hold the line! I want to say congratulations going out to Michael and Anderson, the two winners of the tickets for AIA's Breakfast Cooler Party. It's happening on June 25th at Sammy's Seafood Plus. Y'all don't want to miss that one. Get your tickets. Check out Adrian. Send him a WhatsApp. Go on Instagram as well. Good. Check out AIA. And if you want to get into that and, you know, have fun with us, drink and lime and have a good time, come on out at AIA's breakfast cooler party. It's going to be fun. June 25th. Yeah. That's a good one. Just about 29 minutes after 7. You see when they're having so much fun with us going.
Where does the time go?
I don't know. I think Terry took it with him. Good one, right? Right.
I like that one.
So what do we have in store for next week? I know we have 1 minute again before the end of our
week,
show.
Next week, we're obviously going to cover the Champions League final coming up this weekend. Potential treble. It's only been done once before by Manchester United. Guys right across the city. So Pep Guardiola and his men, we will, of course, cover that.
Yep.
And then Adrian and I suspect back into local football.
Yeah.
Get our red cards organised for the TCFA and the Normalisation Committee again.
Every week.
The weekly card.
I saw someone send us a message. Hi, guys. The football. One, the offside rule. But I read it. I read about it and accepted it. When a team lost, why is it that it's the manager's fault? That are the two issues this person have with football. But true, that's a question I asked, you know. If the team lose, why is it the manager? Adrian, tell me quickly.
If you're a bank teller and your float comes up short, whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
Correct.
Yeah, but so it's not the manager. No, I'm just the employee.
No, well, that's your fault. That's your responsibility.
Really?
Yeah. Carrie, it's much easier to fire one manager
than 25
players in your squad all out the door.
Forget it.
And players take advantage of that. So.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope that answers your question.
Let's just look over messenger. Frank
Lampard
time.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's just about 7:30. And this is where we close off today's segment of Offside, which we do every Monday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with Carrie V, of course, Terry Fenwick.
Good night.
Adrian Romain and Andrew Sukla. See you guys on the flip side. This is where we are going. We're getting up and getting going, right?
Hold the line.
Hold the line. It's Offside. Should I blow my whistle one more time? Yes, I should. Yeah, take off your headphones, Adrian. Because
but we must mention Saturday. We had London 868 Champions League final.
Come on.
You're getting a red card because you never tell me before.
I don't need to tell you.
What do you mean? You know what? You don't have a whistle. I have it, so I can blow it for you.
The red card just going back and forth all of a sudden.
Thank you guys so much. So we're going to be at London 868. That's Terry's Place on Rush Street. This coming Saturday, Champions League. We're going to have a time, which we always do. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Fellas, see you guys on the flip side.
Yes,
bye.
Good night.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.